This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If you haven't noticed, the state of Texas has caught a fever. It has nothing to do with mirrored balls or flare-legged pants, despite our fondest hopes. It's even better. Not only is Governor Abbott so excited, he's sending out congratulatory tweets before the games are even over. Hip-hop legend Bun B of UGK has written a song for his hometown Astros. Let's hear it, guys. I'm just trying to scare him in the control room. I'm sorry. I'm just playing games over there behind the glass. Okay. Suffice it to say, they're just yelling in my ears right now. Suffice it to say, as two Texas teams, the Rangers and the Astros, get this close to advancing in the playoffs, we're very excited around these parts. But baseball is much more than just a game for Katie Russell. Now, as a child, Katie played and followed her favorites, the Cubs, I believe it was. And throughout her growing up, this went on, her fondest hopes for the Cubs to advance. But as an adult, she did something that many fans only dream of doing. Get this. Katie Russell visited all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks in one season. This is a goal that she and her mother shared until the day her mom passed from colon cancer back in 2009. Katie joins us here in the studio. Was it your mom's passing that made you decide it was time to follow through with this?
Well, I think it was several years after her passing when I had the opportunity, after finishing my PhD and being declared cancer-free myself 2 years, that I thought, you know what? It's time to go finish that dream my mom had.
Wow. So let's back up for just a moment. You were diagnosed with cancer as well.
Yes. About 3 years after my mom's passing, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and melanoma.
So let me get this straight. So you finish your PhD, you get through all of the treatment for the cancer. Yeah, I guess that would make you start to think, what is it that I really want to accomplish with my life?
Exactly. I think when we're faced with situations that are bigger than your everyday life, I think you start to think about what it is you want for your life. And you feel like you get a second chance. And I certainly wanted to use that second chance in a new way.
Not everyone, of course, would want to travel to all the baseball parks, but clearly this was something that was special to you and your mom. What was it about baseball?
I think baseball offers us the opportunity to get quiet. I think the pace of baseball is a little slower than maybe other sports. And I think it allows us to follow the stories of players and coaches and teams. And it helps us to, you know, root for the underdog and pull for our favorites.
You got to root for the underdog if you're a Cubs fan. I mean, that's just, they're perennial underdogs, right?
Exactly. I think they're the ultimate symbol for being an underdog.
Why Cubs, I have to ask?
Well, growing up, my mom and I would watch every Chicago Cubs game because growing up in New Orleans, we didn't have our own baseball team to follow. And WGN made it easy for us to do so, having televised each game every day.
Yeah, you could have been a Braves fan, but you went with the Cubs.
Exactly. Good point.
Yeah. So I've read somewhere that you felt like, in a way, going on this voyage to the different all 30 ballparks, that it got you somehow closer to your mom. How so?
Absolutely. I think it helped remind me about what an inspirational and courageous person she was. It reminded me about how she had the courage to raise six kids and teach herself how to be a cook and open a restaurant. And it reminded me of her courage to when she lost everything she owned in Katrina. And it reminded me of how inspiring she was when she got her cancer diagnosis. It just allowed me the opportunity to think about my mom along the way inside of these ballparks.
Was it in the course of traveling that you would contemplate this, or was it more when you were sitting in the park itself?
I think it's when we're sitting in a ballpark. It affords us the opportunity to get still and to get quiet and to think. And I think it was in those spaces that it allowed me to think about my mom's life, my relationship with her. And that's really been the biggest gift of all.
Tell us about your mom. What's her name?
Her name is Ann Russell, and she was incredibly adventurous, and she had an enthusiasm for life that really knew no bounds.
And she loved baseball.
Oh, she definitely loved baseball.
Did she turn you on to it to begin with?
Absolutely. She is the reason why I have a love of baseball.
Now, I mentioned you played baseball as a child, I guess. Did you continue through like high school and all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played softball in Little League, and then I played in high school, and I played on an ASA softball league and in college intramurals.
Having done something that most people have not done, you've actually been to all these ballparks. I have to ask you just a couple of obvious questions. Did you have a favorite ballpark that you discovered?
That's the first question everyone asked me. And I have said the same response, whether it was ballpark number 10 or ballpark 29 or 30 at Wrigley, which is, it was whatever one I was in. They all were unique, and I think they all offer their fans something special.
See, that sounds like a cop-out to me.
Most people will say that.
You got to make a choice here. You got to say it. I was going to say it's got to be Wrigley, right?
Well, of course Wrigley was special. It's my favorite team. Yeah. It's a magical ballpark. They're having one heck of a season.
Aren't they? They won last night.
Exactly. That was very exciting.
Have you ever actually gotten out of the stands and onto the field?
Only for the first pitch. At
what?
Wrigley. Yes.
You were able to do a first pitch at Wrigley?
Yes. They had seen my story and gave me the opportunity to throw out the first pitch, which was ironically a childhood dream of mine. I used to spend time in my backyard. I would tape a masking tape box on our white brick wall, and I would pretend like I was on the mound at Wrigley.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwing out the first pitch. So the idea that they would give me the opportunity to fulfill a childhood dream was really magical.
Well, now what? I mean, how do you top all of this? You go to all the ballparks, you get to throw out a first pitch. Now what do you do?
Well, baseball has given me so much in this whole experience and really my whole life. And so I'd really like to give back to baseball and pay it forward. And so right now I'm actually raising funds for a baseball team in Pascasham, Mississippi, which is where my mom's ashes are spread. And I'm trying to help them build a wooden fence for their team. So I'd really like to spend my time paying it forward, because I'm so grateful for everything I've received on this journey.
Katie, we're going to link to your blog, all right? And hopefully
folks will
find out more about you and your fundraising efforts. Go to texasstandard.org, and we'll have more on Katie Russell and her remarkable story. She's a Longhorn, a Texan, visited every baseball park in the major leagues. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.